Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Matthias Müller, and I'm the Public Affairs Manager at Silicones Europe. And it's a pleasure to be here today to open the day and the stage. And I will be giving you an overview of the silicones role across European industries, as well as in the current political landscape. So just a brief introduction, who is Silicones Europe? We are a sector group of CEFIC, which is the European Chemical Industry Council, and we represent the eight major producers of silicone materials in Europe: CHT, DuPont, Dow, Elkem, Evonik, Momentive, Shin-Etsu, and Wacker. We also work very closely with our global partners through the Global Silicones Council. I think we have a problem with the ticker. Okay, there we go. It's working. Thank you. Okay, I think we can skip the slides. You got the point. So what I will be talking about today is a brief outline of the current political landscape that we find ourselves in. I will discuss how silicones enable Europe's policy priorities and briefly explain how you can engage with our work. So what is the current political context? CEFIC recently published the European Chemicals Closures and Investments Radar, and the findings are quite alarming. Just to give you an idea, since 2022, the announced chemical plant closures have increased sixfold and represent now 37 million tons of capacity, which is around 9% of Europe's total capacity. That means that 20,000 direct jobs have already been affected, and 89,000 indirect jobs further downstream as well. The annual announced investments have collapsed from 2.7 million tons in 2022 to 0.3 million tons in 2025, and this is a drop of more than 86%. So on the one hand, we have closures of sites, and on the other hand, we have a lot less investments. So what have policymakers done to respond to this situation? One tool has been, or is, the Clean Industrial Deal. It focuses on affordable energy and infrastructure, investment and financing, increasing the demand for clean products, circularity and access to materials, simplifying regulation, and increasing skills, jobs, and trade. And these themes are also central to the EU's strategic agenda for 2024 to 2029, which emphasizes security, competitiveness, innovation, and the green and digital transitions. So how do silicones contribute to these priorities? Well, in short, it's a simple answer. Silicones have unique properties that make key applications possible, and these applications that are the ones that directly support the EU policy goals I was just talking about. So how do silicones do this, or what are these unique properties? So here, I know it's a bit small for you to see, but that's not really a problem. The main point is that this chart shows the fundamental properties of silicone materials on the left. On the left axis, and the applications they enable it across the right. And the point I want you to remember is that it's often the combination of these properties, such as heat resistance, durability, flexibility, and stability, that make silicones so unique and indispensable. Okay, so now we know why silicones play the role they do. How does this translate into the priorities at a political level? So I mentioned competitiveness already. Silicones enable technologies where Europe aims to lead at a global level. We are talking about things like batteries, autonomous vehicles, satellites, and medical devices. And important is that without silicones, Europe's industrial competitiveness would be severely compromised. Then the other theme is circularity. So coming back to the unique properties, silicones enhance the durability and longevity of products. And that means they protect surfaces from weather and UV light. Products need fewer repairs and replacements, and thereby reduce waste generation and primary material use. So silicones enable a more circular and sustainable economy. Then the next big theme is climate neutrality. So I know the current political discussions, there are a lot about competitiveness, but just a few years back, we were talking a lot about the EU Green Deal, which is still being implemented. And we, in this context, we conducted a study on silicones and the EU Green Deal, which we published in 2024. And this study shows that silicones enable over 96 million tons of annual greenhouse gas savings by 2030. And this is equivalent to the electricity consumption of 36 million people, which is roughly the population of Poland. Then we have the next theme, digitalization. Of course, this is also extremely important in a modern age. And silicones also play a role there. They are essential for electronics and the digital infrastructure by protecting components from contamination, ensure the thermal management, they act as adhesives, insulate cables, and they are also used in semiconductors, batteries, microcircuit bonding, and printed circuit boards. So to sum it up, without silicones, there's no digital transition. So to zoom out a little bit more again, and to bring this all to one single point is, across nearly all industrial sectors, silicones play a crucial role, even though this role is often unnoticed. So what do we do then at Silicones Europe to build a constructive case for our materials? In general, what is very important to us is that we look at ensuring that regulation is evidence-based. So this means that we work to ensure a manageable and science-based regulatory framework. We engage with regulators where we emphasize, or what is very important to us is that we listen to regulators' concerns, we learn from each other, and we collaborate. And of course, evidence-based means we need data. What happens if the data does not exist? This is of course also possible. If that is the case, we generate them. So it's extremely important to us that we play a big part in the data generation. One example is our surface monitoring study in Antarctica. This was designed to accurately assess the presence of siloxanes and investigate the snow scavenging mechanism. So this study, the collection of data is concluded, and we expect the peer-reviewed publication later this year. And our hope is that studies like this provide a robust scientific basis for regulatory discussions. Okay, so then just to conclude, if you would like to learn more about Silicones Europe, I'm happy to discuss with you. Please get in touch with me. We also have a newsletter that we send out to interested parties every quarter, and also a downstream user forum where we meet, usually online, sometimes we also do it in person, with interested parties and update on regulatory developments and answer questions. Thank you very much. I'll be around, so if you have any questions, either now or if you prefer a more private discussion, I'm happy to stick around and have a discussion. Thank you. Any questions? No? Well, I will be around. If you do have a question, come and find me. And then I will just leave everything here for the next speaker. Okay.